Welcome to River Roundtable. I'm Pastor Lou at the River Church, and here we go.
Hey, praise the Lord. Pastor Andrew here.
LT. We are void of LT today.
Mm-hmm. He is predisposed to prior engagements.
Yeah, doing stuff.
Amen. But he's covered for us, so we're happy to be here for him.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's like done it by himself.
Yeah.
I think he had some guests.
He does by himself his own podcast also regularly. Marion Leader, if you look that up on Rumble.
Yeah.
To plug that for him.
Or whatnot.
Amen. We're glad you're joining us today. Yeah. YouTubes and on KSLM.news. You can get the podcast 104.3 FM, 1220 AM.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Well.
Excuse me.
We have stuff and whatnot going on.
Yeah, there continues to be.
I do want to invite everybody to the this next Saturday. I have a good friend that's from Australia that's coming and ministering at the River Church on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. So come and join us then.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, we have the Easter event that's coming up. And that's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, this year at the Riverfront Park down by the carousel.
Yeah.
So we'll have all the bouncy houses and the egg hunt, and we'll have food vendors, coffee and stuff for sale, free things, all kinds of neat stuff. We've got a guy there that does leather working. It's all for free. This to show kids and people how to do leather working. And so you like create neat leather stuff. And
yeah.
Anyhow, we've got all kinds of neat family friendly stuff.
Yep.
And we're giving away lots of things.
Lots of things. I think we have actually, we're going to have two. We have an electric motorcycle, and then we have a gas powered bike.
Oh, cool. Pit bike.
Then we have Xboxes
mm-hmm.
That we're going to be giving away. PlayStations that we're giving away.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendos that we're giving away. I believe we have PlayStations. Maybe not. EarPods, tablets, TVs. Cash,
mm-hmm.
gift cards,
games. Oh yeah, I know one of the Canyon Auto Rebody is going to be there with their booth and they're sponsoring. I know car details, so those are getting given away and there's lots of cool stuff. Local businesses have donated gift cards and
it's going to be epic.
Amen. And it's free of charge. It's just a family friendly. Yep. Easter event. Want to
egg hunt,
give into the community.
How many eggs did we order?
20,000, if I understand right.
I think it's actually 30.
Oh, 30 this year.
I think it's awesome. 30,000
eggs. That's great. Yeah.
And then bouncy houses for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Interactive bouncy houses on top of that.
Oh yeah, games. They're actually a game. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's gonna be a great time, so don't miss that.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually going to be on the 30th, I think. Is that correct,
mm-hmm.
Neil? All right.
Yes, the very last day of the month. 31st.
Then following the next morning, if you want, Saturday. You can come to the River Church at 9 a.m. and have breakfast with us. We're going to have an Easter breakfast here and mm-hmm. a service following that. It's going to be phenomenal, so don't miss that. Amen.
Amen.
And we're glad that you joined us today. And you can find us at the River Roundtable YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Also River Roundtable Facebook as well.
Awesome. On the Facebooks.
Yep.
That's great.
We're on both of them.
Good deal.
Because we've changed up some things.
Mm-hmm.
And whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore.
Generally speaking. It's one of my favorite things to say. Let's see here. I got to find our thread. There it is. Okay. So, getting into our topics for today.
Yes.
The reality is that there's stuff that happens every week. There's things that change. Yeah. There's new stuff that comes. But what I've really come to appreciate, Pastor, is how that when we're in this discussion and we're talking about all this stuff and we get kind of heated about some of this stuff because a lot of it is about really destruction of children and family and division and, you know, literally theft of generational inheritance. You know, when you talk about a tyrannical government or a government that is overreaching and into everybody's pocket and in everybody's life, you know, and you don't ask for it.
No,
you know, it's welcome. No, well, hey, we're from the government and we're here to help.
Yeah.
And it's
curious words you could hear.
Yeah. And it's not good.
No,
there's just so much, there's so much stuff going on. I mean, you were just sharing with me that, you know, how there's people in positions of authority and these authority, the positions of authority are not actually public office or public elected office.
No, they're not.
It's bureaucrats that are appointed.
Correct.
People that then wield power and they change tax and fee structure. They increase, they appoint themselves, they have their own oversight, and this kind of stuff goes on. And so this is, you know, one of our thing that we really have been blowing the horn on is people do need to be engaged in the political process.
That's correct.
We need to be educating ourselves about what's going on. Don't just listen to the talking heads, whichever side of the, you know, the aisle you would consider yourself to be on, but actually educate yourself and do research and read the bills and the stuff. I mean, a lot of this stuff, it's like, you know, that healthcare thing, you know, from the federal level where they're like, oh, we'll let you read it once we pass it. No, you need to get in there and find out what's going on and what this stuff is about.
Yeah.
Who's behind it? Who's getting the money on this and where it's going and you know, who stands to gain?
Yeah.
You know, and is it actually about protecting and building up the community, or is it actually something that's going to ultimately be something that's a destruction and a loss of life?
So, you know, you get into this whole thing of, you know, if you're a Christian and that you shouldn't be involved in the politics.
Uh-huh.
You know, and as ministers, how come you talk about, you know, any level of politics? Because they affect the kingdom. That's yeah. Why.
Yeah.
The decisions that are made, you know, we're not to separate ourselves out. It wasn't until the Latter Rain movement, you know, and then the holiness message started coming across in like the 30s up to the 50s, that Jesus was going to return.
Mm-hmm.
And the church started preaching, be separate and touch no unclean thing. Before that, we were involved in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you remember when they had prayer in schools, in public school? Because they used to have prayer in public school, and also that you would pledge allegiance to the flag.
Yeah.
Then the church said, you know, we don't want to be involved in that, and they pulled out of the schools. And then they got rid of the Bible out of the schools. They got rid of prayer out of the schools. And they said that it has to be secular. I'm sorry, any kind of morality is based around righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, when things are based around righteousness, you have to understand that there's got to be a higher power. And, you know, we believe that it's, you know, God the Father, Jehovah. And, you know, it's because of Jesus dying on the cross and shedding his blood that all men could be forgiven all of their sins. And that you could have a born-again experience, that your life would never be the same again.
Yeah.
You're a new creation in Christ.
Right.
And so when we did that, when we started advocating everything and giving everything away, we pulled ourselves out of the court system. Before that, you know, you used to put your hand on the Bible and you would swear on the Bible to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. They don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You had, before that, you had even any major profession, you had to have some understanding of the word. Even in doctors, medical doctors, in believing that God was a creator, prayer. You had government. People go, well, you know, when were preachers involved in government? Have you ever heard of a guy by the name of Peter Marshall?
Mm-hmm.
Peter Marshall was an immigrant that came over here and started a church and opened up the Senate with prayer and ministered to all those guys. So there's always been an involvement with church in the politics, especially in America, but around the world, actually. And understanding that people that are Christians were involved. Where do you think the signing of the Declaration of Independence occurred?
Oh, yeah, that was in a church, right?
It was in a church.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All of these things, and people don't understand, and because they don't understand history, and then they're going, you know, you as a preacher, what are you doing talking about politics? That is a modern belief. It is not a historical belief. It's a modern interpretation of things, because what we essentially do is, if man wants to be the God of his own life, you have to remove the things that are moral.
Right.
And you have to allow anybody to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
In the Satanic Bible, it says, do what thou wilt is the whole of the law.
Mm-hmm.
To be your own God, you just do whatever you want to do. And I know this might be a little bit different show than what we normally do, but I'm trying to lay a foundation here of why we're seeing all the things happen. Because what we've done is we've kicked morality out of office and we've allowed humanism to come in. It is a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Make no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's a religion. Everything that is going on, I think I messed something up here. There we go. I gave somebody a heart. I don't know who it was. That's all right. God bless you.
Yes. Be warm and well fed.
Yeah. And, you know, what was I just saying before? Like drugs, like legalizing drugs, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think they legalized drugs? And I said this. I said this probably in 2019, maybe.
Mm.
Maybe 18. 18 or 19. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Might have been. No, it wasn't 20. But I was saying that, you know, there's coming a drug to the Northwest that's cheaper and more deadly because they want to kill drug addicts.
Yeah.
Do you remember me saying that?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody goes, well, why would they do that? Why would they kill off the people that they're selling the product to? Because there's always somebody that's going to buy the product.
Mm-hmm.
You're not without people wanting, you know, that are in addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they want to do that is because there's a depopulation that is going on. Meth wasn't doing it fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
So now we enter fentanyl. Why all of a sudden did fentanyl come in such a way that it has?
And even beyond just fentanyl with xylazine in it, which is that trink.
Right,
it's the trink. Like horse tranquilizer. And that, you know, so people get flesh eating
diseases.
Yeah, disease and everything. And their central nervous system is shutting down. It's very brutal stuff.
Yeah, but why? Where did all this come from?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the funny thing, Pastor. I mean, we had somebody talking about the other day. They already know where it's coming from
and how
it's coming. It's coming from China, these Chinese labs, and they're coming from south of the border, and they're being delivered by the cartels. It's coming specifically to Oregon, or the law enforcement in the United States actually knows this.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, this is something that there's people need to have an understanding that the change isn't going to happen if you just sit there and do nothing.
Correct. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
What is more moral to not vote and not be educated?
Right.
Or to be educated and vote? Which one is more moral?
Right. To be educated.
So the church itself, and I've called out the church on this.
Yeah.
Why isn't the church educating the people about what they should and should not be voting on?
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever you start to think, we don't choose a side, we don't want to seem like we're involved in any way. Yes, we believe abortion is wrong, but we're not going to really say anything about it. I'll say it. Abortion kills babies in the womb before they can ever, ever be named, whether they can even have a chance in life. And people were killing babies left and right in Oregon, especially.
Yeah.
Because we fly people in from around the world. We don't get into the whole
paying, and we are paying
and for we're that. Paying for it as taxpayers.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is why you need to be educated and educate other people that don't believe that. This is what's going on.
And I do believe that people are waking up.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's people that are waking up that are even that have called themselves Democrats. And even those that have called themselves Republicans, because, you know, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are the same snake, two different heads.
Mm-hmm.
The parties themselves, you know, are, you know, a dumpster fire. And everybody goes, well, then how can we can have a more than a two-party system? Because that's the way it is set up right now. You can't change. This is what it just drives me nuts with people. Well, you know, I'm going to do. Listen, you have to be involved with the two-party before you can make more than a two-party. You have to change things. You can't have more than two parties if you don't change the things morale in the moral sector of politics. Sorry, not going to change it. So we have actually more than one party right now that's in office in Oregon. You have non-affiliated, you have socialists, you have communists, you have Republican, and you have Democrat.
Yeah, there's also the Constitutional Party.
Yeah,
which is very small.
Are they in office though?
I don't know.
I don't think there's anybody in office that's on in the Constitutional Party. I might be wrong.
In office, you might be right.
I'm talking about in right now in the Marble Nut House up there.
Right, right.
I'm talking about what's in there right now.
Yeah,
you have socialists, communists, non-affiliated party.
Yeah,
and then you have Republican and Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Up there right now. And everybody's like, there's only a two-party system. Actually, there isn't. It's actually five in there right now. It's just that people don't want to admit that we actually have socialists and communists in office that we voted. They put themselves underneath the two-party system.
Yeah.
They call themselves a certain name, and then they get in there, and their politics are socialism and communism.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, well, socialism and communism are the same thing. They are not. There is a difference between the two.
There definitely is.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I've got like some extra mucus today.
You can finish my rock star if you want.
Right. Yeah, I've been having to have a drink. Anyhow, no, this is the thing is that, you know, there's been also this renaming or redefining things.
Yes.
As far as who is what and what things mean, right? And you know, it comes from both sides, honestly. You know, people trying to say different things of one or the other. But the reality is where the Republican Party is now, I would say even my dad, you know, when he came of voting age, the Republican Party is more liberal than the Democrat
Very much so. It would have been today's Republican Party.
Yeah.
Would have been a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Because a hardline Democrat.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
And then what is now, you know, the
Democratic Party
has become very socialist.
Yes.
It literally is a push for everything controlled by the state.
How did AOC get to where she's at? And that has to do with money that's behind everything. And
right.
That's why I said, you know, you don't see people go into Washington broke and come out more broke.
No, definitely not.
You know, even Tina Kotek, what did we figure out last week when we talked about mm-hmm. it? She came in at worth a certain amount. And now she's worth, you know, almost triple that.
Yeah.
Well, where did that come from? It isn't her salary.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she has speaking engagements. She charges for that and charges for books and everything else. Well, that's wonderful, but not like $1 million worth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm in the wrong gig then.
Right.
Then people complain that we receive an offering at the church.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
No, so, I mean, the thing is, though, is where a lot of these things have came from, where a lot of the things came from, though, is because just like you were saying, that the church has abdicated. The church has released control. The church has released, and I'm not just talking about Catholics, or I'm not just talking about Baptists.
It's an overall.
And this is what it comes down to, even is looking at what John said in his epistle, not in the gospel, but in his epistle. He said that the Antichrist spirit has always been here, and it has come out. It comes out of the church.
Yeah.
And when you recognize Antichrist, it's anti-anointing. It's against God's infilling of his spirit and reliance on God's provision. Yeah. So when you're placing the government, or you're placing bureaucracy and political things above God's or above God's righteousness and above the morality of the word of God, you know, this is where any great society in history, when you recognize that the people became self-righteous above what was had been laid out in the word.
Yes.
And especially in the last 2000 years.
Yeah, I mean, even in Jesus's time, you had the Pharisees that were taking a kickback from the Romans to uphold certain laws that benefited them personally. And this is what you have going on right now in the house up here, is that it doesn't, despite what anybody popular opinion is, like 110, I'll use measure 110, for example. You have all these citizens that are saying, we don't want it anymore. So what do? They don't make it so that it makes a difference. They make it a misdemeanor, and you have to either pay a fine, jail, or you volunteer to go into a treatment center.
Yeah.
And, you know, and everybody goes, well, that's great. They'll go into a treatment center and they'll get all better. But I work with addicts all the time. Unless there is a change of the heart, you can't change the mind.
Yeah.
You can't, you have to deal with the brokenness of people. To get them set free from drugs. You have to deal with core things that I believe without God is very difficult. Not that you can't overcome, because people do. It's very difficult to overcome those things without the help of God.
Yeah.
And learning a new language, learning a new community, being around positive peer pressure. And so then you just throw them in a rehab, and who pays for it? Who's paying for the rehab?
Yeah,
tax dollars,
right? Everybody else.
Yeah, and so you know, then you're.
And the thing is it's not the worst thing that we do that. I mean, we've done that. We support people when somebody genuinely wants to change. But the reality is the amount of money that's being pulled from these programs is not being used for that.
That's correct. That's what I was going at.
And this is that there's a huge corruption issue within this also. Any time that the government gets involved and says, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to run this. Next thing you know, there are so many layers within it all that, you know, then the costs of it go up and up and up and up. It's, you know, it goes beyond the pale of what you could even imagine of reality when it comes to being able to actually have something that works. And then also, I mean, look at the numbers of this specifically 110, right? We're talking about, okay, well, they made it, you know, they decriminalized it so that people would have a chance that they can actually take advantage of the program, and they're taking the money from the marijuana tax or whatever, right?
Yes.
And so that
so what you do is you take addiction money.
Yeah. And then you propagate addiction.
And propagate addiction.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like putting somebody on a diet by getting people fat. So you have a program for people for a diet, but how you fund it is by getting people with fat, with food that makes them fat. So we're going to have a program to have you lose weight, but we're going to get you fat first. We're going to get you hooked on drugs first.
Yeah.
To get you set free from drugs.
Right.
Does anybody understand the asinine thing that I'm saying right now?
Hello. This is the thing too.
What we're going to do is that we're going to change the laws in Oregon housing. Because right now you got Tina Kotek that's all over the Oregon housing, right?
Oh, yeah.
But who was in office before her?
Kay Brown.
Kay Brown. And who was office before her? her.
Yeah, what's his name?
And who was in office before him?
Another tax and gatherer.
And who was in office before them?
Yeah.
For the last 40 years.
Right.
And they're going, we got a problem with housing. Who started it?
Right.
It's the same party over and over again. Yeah. And I'm sorry if you feel like that, you know, well, I don't like the personality of Trump or I don't like the personality of this. Something different has to happen in our state.
Yeah.
It isn't about a personality. It's about policies.
Yeah.
What politics are man led.
Right.
Man supplied.
Yeah.
Man everything.
Yeah.
Church is God led, mm-hmm. spirit led. It's a big mm-hmm. difference between the two.
Yeah.
But understanding that if it's there's the problem going on and it's a person that's in charge to get it done and they're not getting it done, it's the person. So get rid of the person to get a person that can change things.
Right. Person or people.
I would rather have somebody that's a jackhole in there doing the right thing.
That gets it done.
That gets it done. And who cares about their personality, whether I like them or not? And or even always agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not looking for somebody that's sitting there with Legos talking about housing and how we need to change it. So right now, I've got to find out. I don't know right now whether it's the county or the state that is doing a grant that they're building all these apartments in downtown Salem.
I think it's the city, actually.
It's the city?
Yeah.
It's given $750,000 grants?
I believe so. That might be Marion County.
That is funding that you for building apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they building so many apartments? Why aren't we promoting people to own their own land and their own houses? Can you answer me that?
Yeah.
Why is it that they're trying to get everything so centralized and all this? And then you talk about, you know, people are homeless because they couldn't afford the housing. That's because of the laws they passed. I remember a few years ago when we were looking for another place to rent, and you had to have your first, your last, and 2 months of provable income. In other words, your income had to be double what the rent was.
Mm-hmm.
So if the rent was $3,000 a month, you had to make how much a month? $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or else they would not even rent to you.
Yeah.
And and then there was surcharges on top of that for other things, right?
Yeah.
So they had what's called pet rent. If you owned a pet, they would charge you rent. Mm-hmm. I paid $75 a month extra for my pets,
mm-hmm.
for pet rent.
Mm-hmm.
Plus a deposit.
And a lot of times it has to do with the size of the critter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going, well, you know, people have a hard time getting housing because of the laws that were passed. Those were laws that were passed.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't just a homeowners coming together going, you know what, we're going to screw people over with the rent.
Yeah.
They said that you could not rent unless you had provable income that was double the amount.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it came.
Yeah. It looks like Urban Renewal Agency of City of Salem.
City of Salem.
Has done it
so where did they times. Get the funding from?
Right. Well, that comes from taxpayers of.
Oh.
And possibly they might be bilking some out of the federal government also for, you know, it's maybe as a COVID thing or, you know.
I'm just saying they had to get the funding someplace.
Right. Yeah.
It's not like the government is selling cheesecake on the street corner and making some extra money.
No.
I mean, I don't know how, you know, other than taxes, that's where they get their money. So you have your property tax.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be that much.
Yeah. So I was just looking in the last 3 years, just in a quick Google search, there was three different projects that were granted that $750,000.
Yeah. And they're fixing to do two more that I know of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two more of those projects that they're doing. So that's how much?
Well, each 750 is a mil and a half. So by the time you get four
yeah.
Then no, you're and three then, mil and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just.
So where are they getting all the money from? And why are we as taxpayers paying for apartment buildings to be built? Mm-hmm. Well, it's a grant. Where did they get the money from? Well, it's a grant. Where did they get the money from?
Mm-hmm.
Just because you say it's a grant doesn't mean it magically appeared. Just because you say it's a grant doesn't mean there's not strings attached to it somehow, somewhere, to owe somebody something.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a payable one, or is it a...
I'm looking into it.
Yeah.
It's urban renewal funds. I'm pretty sure that's just...
It's not payable. It's just...
It's money that's
money's
been
just there for
taken
you.
From the taxpayers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So right now you're paying for the apartment buildings. You're helping pay for the apartment building downtown.
Yeah.
The riverfront one, or whatever that thing's called.
Public funds.
Yeah. Public funds.
Mm.
Oh, I want some, but you know who they will not help with the urban renewal?
Mm.
Guess who will they will not give a grant to?
Mm-hmm.
How many of you like to know what that is? Religious organizations.
Mm-hmm.
They will not give a grant to religious organizations at all. But they're public funds. So that means they don't recognize the church as public. They recognize the church as a separate entity. Hmm. But yet they want to tell the church when they can mask and vax, and they want to tell the church when they can and cannot meet. They want to tell the church what they can and cannot do, mm-hmm. but they don't recognize it as public.
Yeah, so here's where it comes from. I dug into it a little bit while we were talking. The taxpayers of Salem through urban renewal, which urban renewal is a public financing tool using a mechanism called tax increment financing.
Oh.
It directs property taxes on growth and assessed value within an assessed urban renewal area towards projects that will improve conditions in the area. So in other words, basically it's an increase of property tax.
Yes.
Which you have absolutely no say in. They just do that as at their own desire. It's like having a bank account that you can just write checks, you know,
to whoever you want
with no impunity. Yeah. It's literally, it's like telling your boss, well, this year I'm giving myself a raise of this much. And then the next year. And well, I mean, literally every month, you know what? I really need to do this, so I'm going to give myself a raise for this amount. You know, I you know what? I need that extra $1.5 million for that property down on the waterfront in Salem, and so I'm going to write myself a check for that.
Yeah.
They're literally dipping out of the taxpayers' pockets of the city of Salem, and doing this stuff.
It's true. So everybody's like, oh, look at that new apartment building. You paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask
Without being asked.
Without being asked. That is correct. You weren't asked if you wanted that apartment building or not.
At some point initially, there might have been an approval of voters for an urban renewal.
There had to be. There had to be a public hearing of some kind.
But just like every other tax, once they've got it,
woohoo. And they don't give up on it either. No. They just keep on doing it.
Yeah.
And so... You know, there goes, you know, our taxes are going to keep going up and up and up and up as long as you keep the same party in office.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for those of you, I'm going to speak to those of you that don't believe in voting.
Hello.
I don't believe in voting because you say to yourself, I don't believe in voting because my vote doesn't count anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And your answer would be?
au contraire.
Yeah.
Because if you're engaged and you act like a voter and don't just say, you know, one day out of the year you're going to do this thing and not be engaged, then okay, maybe your vote doesn't count. But actually, guess what? If everybody thought like that, then there would be no voting. But yeah. guess who is actually actively pursuing people and soliciting votes and also
go into their houses with pre-filled out voter ballots.
Yeah. No, you're getting texts. The socialist thing is because they're taking your money and influencing your opinion with it. That you were just, you know.
Yeah, I was talking about that in the school board in PDX area.
Yeah.
Where they're taking the school board was financing study on, I don't know where that's at now.
Mm-hmm.
A study on parents that disagreed with them and how they can sway their opinion.
Yeah. it's literally like the Secretary of State, you know, hiring this AI technology to squash dissent against the Secretary of State.
Yeah.
If there isn't something wrong with that in your mind, you really should check the Constitution, right? And yeah. And this is, I mean, literally, we're at a point where, and this is from the mouths of people that are actually in public office right now. There are people in public office that are creating laws for you and I that have no desire to honor the Constitution.
They don't want the Constitution.
They actually would rather write the Constitution out. Now, Listen, the Constitution is actually where we get our rights and freedoms from.
Yeah.
And so if the Constitution is removed, and listen, the people that want to do that are not people that are on the right or politically Republican conservative side of the scale. No. These are people that are very much in alignment with the children being sterilized and all of your money being allocated to the homeless population, your roads being taxed into oblivion, et cetera, on and on and on. Every single thing.
The toll roads.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to say they don't want it, and then they're going to throw it in there anyways.
Right. So this is what happened, though.
It's going to be an emergency.
On this last, and we talked about it a little bit last Saturday, during the short session, there were a couple things that they were trying to, you know, railroad through. And there were enough citizen initiative groups that got in there and voiced vocally and said, no, we don't want this. We are the constituency of this region where these things are trying to be passed, and we don't want it.
Yeah.
And they came and they stood up and they voiced their disapproval, their dissent, and they used what's left of their ability for their voice to be heard. Right.
Yeah.
And they, came and spoke with their representatives from their district, and they said, hey, you need to vote in this way. You need to do something different. I mean, listen, when it's coming to a place where people, where the ones that are there, their only choice to be able to make any impact is to walk out.
Yeah. But they can't do that anymore.
Yeah. You can't even do that. So how is this a democracy?
Yeah.
Right. There is something that needs to happen, and it's not by them only. It's by the people. Amen. There has to be a change in people's hearts.
Oh, they're working right now to, because everything is done in an emergency.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It's a health, climate
emergency, health emergency,
racial emergency,
some kind of emergency,
sexual identity emergency. Yeah. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You watch it. You watch. We got a week of nice weather here.
Mm-hmm.
You watch what happens.
Oh, yeah. There's a drought emergency.
It's going to be a drought emergency because they already put out a thing. I think it was 2 weeks ago that said we're expecting a drought this summer.
Mm-hmm.
My backyard is a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Not literally.
And you live on a hill.
Yeah, I live on a hill, and it's just like a big giant mud pit because of all the rain.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just amazing to me that the people don't wake up and smell this stuff. I've got that article here where it says Oregon superintendent engaged in members of Natural Coalition of Progressive Activists for research on the parents, which she used to sway the school board. So what was used was taxpayer dollars was used to do the research on parents opposing them in order to get the school board to do what she wanted.
Again, this is
all taxpayer money.
This is what's going on. And listen, the Bible actually has something to say about it. In the book of Habakkuk, what sorrow awaits you who build cities with money gained through murder and corruption. In the Proverbs, there's many verses that talk about how that the city suffers when there is oppression, right? And this is what the Spirit of God does. The Spirit of God has always been in the manner of freedom and in the manner of liberty. When you come to look at people who will stand for righteousness, they are virtually always somebody who has a biblical foundation and an understanding that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. There is liberty. There is not a crushing and a destroying. There's a building and an encouraging. There is a love and a life. Amen. I know you got, I'm preaching right now, you know, as if I've got you guys with me, but listen, we have to be people of action and not just reaction. We need to be like what Peter talks about, of ones that are preparing our minds for action. So in other words, being in a place of recognition, and it starts with me. It starts with you. Amen. It starts with every single one of us making that decision. I'm not going to engage in unrighteousness. I'm going to engage because I love my neighbor as myself. I'm going to do what's best and not what's counterproductive. What are you looking at, Pastor?
I'm looking at here on a bill that they're Senate bill. Oh, man.
Where'd it go?
It's like really tiny letters. So I'm trying to read little tiny bill, 1538. Mm. You know, I know the session is closed, so I don't know if this one actually went through, but it's changing election laws.
Oh, well.
Prescribe the method of creating ballot titles and explanatory statements for any amendments of the Oregon Constitution. So changing the Oregon Constitution on election laws.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't read it enough.
1538. So yeah. Just do a quick, did 1538 survive or not?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was it HB or SB?
It doesn't say. It just says HB 38. 1538.
Do, 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 do.
A technical update is what it's talking about. The act of making many changes to election law.
Yeah, permits the Secretary of State
right.
to issue a certificate of ascertainment.
Right. In other words, she's going to be the only one that counts the ballots.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. And that it become a change of the Constitution, which means it's going to have to go to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But they're gonna throw something in there like if you love kitties and you don't want kitties to drown in the Willamette River, then vote Bill 1538.
Yeah, that's what the Secretary of State has the power to do.
Yeah, in other words, they change the wording enough to include stuff that makes it so that it sounds like you're voting for something that is righteous. They did that with the gun one. Which is measure, what is that measure?
114.
114. They did that with that. And people didn't actually read it. Barely passed. They're like, it passed with flying colors. It barely passed. So we have this going on all around us. So get involved. Get involved with what's happening. Don't just be a fly on the wall that watches that and then have an opinion that you just spit up every once in a while because you're frustrated with there's no change. You got to be active in making the change. You have to make the change. The change doesn't come just because you wish it to. You have to be involved. And I'm saying that churches should be involved. Pastors should be educated on politics of what's happening. They should be educating their people on it. And they're saying, well, you know, we'll have our tax exempt stripped from us. No, you won't. They can't take away your tax exempt. You're a church. And underneath the Constitution of the United States, they haven't changed this yet. You are already tax exempt because of you being a church, not because of 501c3. A 501c3 doesn't make you tax exempt. It just means you've been vetted by the IRS. So therefore, they've put certain rules on you to do it. We're not a 501c3, but yet we're a tax exempt organization.
Yeah. 1538 did pass.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Change. It's going to go on the ballot to change election laws.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are.
Mm.
It's fantastic. Thanks for not voting.
And it was right. And this is, that was pushed and brought through on the D side of the aisle of in.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah.
They want to stay in our office. They don't want to.
Yeah.
They don't want to change.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is where we need where, praise God, Oregon still is a state where we can do the referendum, right? where the citizens can do a referendum, a referendum, say, hey, this is not something that we want.
I don't know if that's going to happen with this.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to have so many signatures to do a referendum.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if this doesn't change that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, removes that. We'll have to do some more.
We'll have to do some digging on that. But I don't know if that isn't removed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is stuff, though, that these are things that are incremental steps of turning up the water on the frog.
Yeah.
I just want to take a minute here, Pastor, before we get all the way to the end of the hour to recognize again KSLM. We're very appreciative of the station and the family there that we have. Listen on online at KSLM.news with us also at the River Roundtable YouTube and River Roundtable Facebook page. And then also on FM at 104.3 and AM 1220. On their website there, you can also go back and listen to past episodes. You can download them and listen on your headset or whatever, you know, as a audio file only. And so there's a lot of great stuff. I encourage you to dig around on their website and go find some good stuff. That's great. Make sure you support the sponsors, the commercials on KSLM. And we're very grateful for the partnership that we have with them.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, you don't think you think that all these laws are for the good of everybody, you know, like even the electric vehicle thing, was it 2034 or whatever that is, that they're going to be nothing but electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
2030 something.
Yeah.
You know, 2030, you'll rent everything and you won't own anything and you'll be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see here PGE, you know how much they've raised their rates?
A lot.
17%.
That's a big chunk.
Thank you, electric car owners.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, seriously, that's where they're seeing this, and that's what it is. And now they're coming up, it's gone up 17%, and they're wanting to take it another 7.4%. Mm-hmm. So that's 24%
mm-hmm.
increase
mm-hmm.
in pay and rate. But let's get rid of the dams
right.
to supply the electric.
Yeah.
Let's demand that everybody have electric vehicles and electric heaters and electric stoves and electric brain.
Everything
electric, and then let's remove all the things that produce the electricity and throw some things out in the ocean that have windmills on it, because that's not going to kill a lot of birds.
Mm.
And that's probably not going to hurt anything in the ocean at all. And it's not going to stop the fishing and the migration. So let's do that. And let's not cut down any trees and have forest fires.
Yeah.
And let's have flooding because the rivers aren't dammed and people's homes and livelihoods are destroyed.
Mm.
And let's just do all of that. But at least you got your electric car and you're paying 95% interest, or 90% of your income is taxes. But at least you're working for the government. Because at least they give you a pair of shoes. Everybody has the same exact shoes. The same exact clothes. You're given books to read. And healthcare.
Yes.
From people that know what's best for you.
Right.
And they're not going to fill you through anything. You can trust that whatever they give you is for your best interest.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't have to go through the bar to be a lawyer. You just have to, you know, take a class. Let's just dumb down. You don't have to read or write to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
So why go to school?
Mm-hmm.
So we might as well not have schools. We'll just have indoctrination camps.
Well, there needs to be re-education centers. Though.
That's what that,
you know,
yeah.
If if you have somebody like Jordan Peterson that, you know, wants to actually intelligently come against tyrannical government, you know, that we need to have somewhere where he can be re-educated.
Do you know how many testicle injuries there were in sports before 2020?
Female sports.
Female sports. Do you know how many there was? Neil, how many testicle injuries there were in women's sports?
Zero.
Starting 2020, it has escalated almost 100% in women's sports.
And yet somehow that's okay.
I'm just saying.
And you're hateful by saying that. You should know that.
Well, I'm sure everything I just got through saying was hateful. Right. Everything I just got through laying out. And everybody's like, you know, and then people are going to be like, you know, well, that's just ridiculous. But, you know, 20 years ago, what I just said would have been ridiculous.
No, everybody can see all this.
But
stuff
now
that
you can begin
about.
To see everything that's being talked about since 2020. Mm-hmm. When the you know, like the 2-week lockdown. It's going to be a 2-week lockdown.
2 weeks to slow the curve.
2 years later. Still mandating things.
Oh yeah,
and we're in an emergency, again. and they are trying again. It is ramping back up again.
Yeah,
with the Baba Kadesh disease or something that's out there.
That's a rhinovirus or
rhinovirus.
I don't know. You grow a big horn and snort and chase after people.
Yeah, well, that's called a Karen virus. Yeah.
We've ran into a few of those. Yeah,
ran into the Karen virus. It's not much different than the zombie virus,
right? And
you can't think for yourself. You got to have somebody else think for you.
Pharisee Bob,
and Pharisee Karen.
I know a guy that pastor that has an electric car, but his whole thing is that you have to recognize that not everybody can have an electric car.
I'm not against electric cars.
Yeah.
I'm never going to own one.
No, but if you make it so that everybody has to have,
that's
one,
what I'm talking about.
Right. And that's where you're going. If everybody has to wear the same pants.
Yes.
You know, the rainbow pants or whatever. Everybody has to submit your child for sterilization. You know, I mean, when you listen to what is being pushed, if you have any cohesive thought left, you can put A plus B together and recognize that it's destruction of population.
That's correct.
It's killing of people.
That's correct.
And dividing people.
That's
and
correct.
And you know, be very clear, we are not for that.
No.
The Bible says is be fruitful and multiply.
No,
Jesus actually didn't come along and say, all right, it's time for you to stop multiplying.
The earth has never overpopulated.
No.
You know what's amazing is that there was a time when there was not birth control.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the days of Noah and, you know, some other people, Enoch,
mm-hmm.
you know, living 800 years,
900 years, right?
Like when you were 70, you were just coming into puberty. You didn't start your family until you were in your 80s, right?
I don't know.
No, if you
I
read
don't know
it,
how it worked.
No, if you read it, it's like they got married at 80.
Okay.
Right? At 100 and whatever it was, they were building cities for their families.
Right.
Right?
They became very prosperous.
Well, they built whole cities because, well, I mean, you live 900 years. I mean, you're not going to build a house.
Right. You might as well build.
Might as well build a whole city.
Because your family's going to be that big.
That's correct. You mean, how many kids, you know, in one, you know, in 1 9 months you have a kid. I mean, do the math.
Right.
You know, 500 years later, I mean, how many kids you got?
Yeah.
You know, hey, what's your name? I don't know your name.
Yeah. 15,000 children later. Yeah.
I mean, if you're like the middle child, it sucks. You know what I mean? The middle child of 500.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying that, you know, understanding that they didn't overpopulate.
Mm-mm.
Well, you know, it was different back then. There was less people. There was people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we're right there at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate your time with us.
Mm-hmm.
And the time that you spend with us. Mm-hmm. It is a blessing. We've been doing this now for, I think, well into a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I wish I knew how many shows it was.
One of these days we'll figure it out.
But, or not. And I really do appreciate you, Pastor Andrew. I appreciate hanging out and, you know, sticking by my side and you know, and just being part of everything that's going on. And give a shout out to Joel for being there with us as well. And
yeah.
you know, and the team that puts all this together. We're so thankful for you, and we're thankful for KSLM.
Yeah.
For giving us the opportunity to be online and have a different voice.
Yeah.
And saying the church hasn't abandoned you. The church is here for you.
Amen.
And we love you, and we're thankful for every one of you. And continue to listen and support what is going on. And we'll try to make the show better and better and better as we go along. We love y'all, and have a great, great, what, week?
Weekend. It's the weekend.
It's,
praise God.
What's the weekend? Is that like the, it's not as strong as the beginning?
Right.
Say weekend.
Should be a strong end.
Go to theriverNW.com and you can find out what everything that we're doing as a church. Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.